Connecting listeners, local businesses, and the community. The Mesilla Valley is better together. Here's what's happening in your community. For Mesilla Valley News, I am Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we are excited to welcome back into the studio with us. We have Bill White joining us from the Bureau of Land Management to tell us about some great events that we can look forward to in the month of May. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's always a pleasure to be back here. Seems like yesterday.
I know. It seems like yesterday. And we got you back because I was excited and I didn't want to talk too much about what we have going on in the month of May. But definitely a busy month for you guys with a lot of things to look forward to for the month of May.
Oh, yes, because the month of May is very special to us because it is the 10th anniversary of the designation of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks as a national monument.
Can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Like 10 years.
We talked about this the other day, and it was just fascinating, the fact that we are now here at the 10-year mark, and a lot to look forward to throughout the month of May that's definitely keeping you guys busy.
Oh, yes, because, see, the Oregon Mountains are key and crucial here to Las Cruces.
Yes.
You know, those are those steep, angular mountains that you see all around town with those great, majestic spires, almost 9,000 feet in height. And there's lots of opportunities for photography and hiking and horseback riding, mountain biking, camping, and just wildlife viewing, particularly now and as we're going into the summer months. But the month of May, we're doing something very unique at the district. And we're celebrating our 10 years along with our friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks. That's a nonprofit organization that helps us out quite a lot, actually. So we've got a lot of events going on. We're going to have some guided hikes. You want to learn about transportation and the evolution here from 1600 to 1900. We're going to have a hike going out to the Ruby Mine Trail.
Nice.
You're going to have an opportunity to tour an active ranch and learn about invasive species, learn about livestock management, get to talk with a rancher. We're also going to have another guided hike at the prehistoric trackways, where you're going to actually get to learn about the Permian fossils and learn about the time before the dinosaurs.
Okay.
We're going to have yoga. You're going to on the monument.
Okay.
So come out and rejuvenate for morning of yoga on the monument. We're going to have a patio talks out at the visitor center with our paleontologists, so you can learn about fossils that are found in the monument. You're going to have the mayor, actually Las Cruces, is going to, at the city council meeting on the 6th of May, is going to present us a actual proclamation declaring the month of May a 10-year anniversary of the Oregon Mountain
Very
Desert
nice.
Peaks as a national monument. Every Tuesday, we're going to have rangers on the trails in Dona Ana Mountains at the trailheads, and you're going to have a bike ride that's open to the public. We're actually going to have a sunset bike ride. Let's see. We're going to discuss the local ores and modern excavation methods at the MoDOT mine. There's going to be a hike out there where you can talk with someone about how to go from metal to rock.
Okay.
Not music.
I was going to say, not music. Yeah.
One other thing that's is the BARK Ranger Program, or BARK. Yes. You're going to learn about responsible monument pet practices. We're going to have a hike out there with a biologist, and your pets can actually, you bring your pets with you and hike the trail, and so you can earn a pet collar tag.
That is amazing, especially because there's obviously, for those that love to, you know, their pets, they like to take them for walks, they like to go the great outdoors, a perfect opportunity for those pet owners that love to be out there to enjoy this experience with them.
As well as you'll learn where you can take your pet,
yes,
where you cannot take your pet, because there are trails where they're, because you're in wilderness areas that pets are not allowed.
Yes.
So that's why they can learn to become bark rangers. The volcano, we're going to have a guided hike along the learn about the Butterfield Trail, the Picacho Peak geology, learn about the volcanoes and the trail dust, as they call it. There's also going to be a guided hike. It'll be one or two will be in bilingual. They'll be in Spanish, so you can come, and we're working with our Nuestra Tierra Conservation Society. They're actually coming out to help us with that. We're going to celebrate Migratory Bird Day. in May. We're going to have a lot of activities. We're teaming up with the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society. We're going to have quite a number of events out at the Dripping Springs Visitor Center and a hike dealing with Migratory Bird Day. Come out and join and learn about snakes on the Oregon Mountains. We actually have a gentleman that's going to come. He's a local snake expert, Daniel Castleberry, and he's going to present an actual table talk about living with snakes in the Oregon Mountains.
Okay.
So let's see. We're going to have a virtual history talk for those that can't make the hike. Our BLM archaeologist Garrett Leiderman is going to do a Zoom talk to the public to talk about the history of Dripping Springs, the myths and the misconceptions, because a lot of people think certain things about Dripping Springs that aren't exactly true. Our botanist, a BLM botanist, Kirsten Romanig, is going to give a botany workshop for the public as well as a guided hike. We're going to have another guided hike in the Pina Blancas. Let's see. And then we're going to have a special day. Our friends group is going to celebrate the anniversary at their prom, as they're calling it. It's a public land prom the friends group is having. Let's see. We're also going to have a workshop. Our local artist in residence, Jane Peacock, we selected her last week as our spring artist in residence. So she'll be on the monument, the various mountains, doing her aerial painting. And she's going to have an actual workshop for the community to come out and paint. And so bring your palettes. It's going to be a plein air painting workshop. Local photographer Taylor Axtell is going to do a night hike and workshop, so you can learn about how to capture the night skies.
Okay.
We also have one of our archaeologists is going to do another table talk about the ethnobotany that you can find throughout the monument. Let's see, Matt Zimmer, he's with the New Mexico Bureau of Geology. He's going to be with us, and he's going to share the volcanic origins of the Desert Peaks and Oregon Mountains in an evening program. We're still trying to work out the details on that. And then there's something really unique toward the end of the month. One of the docents with the Friends Group, he's an interpretive guide. Most people probably know him as Tom Dormady. He's going to be doing a hike up Baylor Canyon, which is very unique. It's going to focus on the history of the Civil War in relationship to Mesilla Valley.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of history that's behind some of these, you know, guided tours and just so much history just within, you know, the 10 years that, you know, we're now celebrating this, you know, the Oregon Mountains as a, you know, as a now a national monument. But just so much that goes into it that I don't think a lot of people realize, just so many items that people can indulge in and enjoy. And now knowing that history is going to get put into this, it's pretty great.
And there's another thing, too. We're going to have a guided hike by one of our volunteers who's actually a direct descendant. She's going to provide recollections of the Van Patten family. That's the family that was owner of the Dripping Springs at one time. But this whole entire month is a big anniversary for the OMDP. And we're going to be publicizing this throughout the month. A lot of things you have to register early because we're only limited because we're doing hikes through wilderness. We're only able to accommodate a certain number of people. Some places 20, 25, some 10, some 15. So there's a lot of things you need to check up on. We're going to flip the switch later today because you're hearing it first.
Yes.
We're going to flip the switch on the public webpage and have the QR codes from our social media linking you to that page where you can actually go and register for all of these events on our friends' website. So we're looking forward to it. There's a lot of things. The month of May is just going to be a celebratory month.
It definitely is. And over the course of the month, we look forward to having you check in with us as we, you know, go through the month and just some of the things to look forward through each week and some of the events to be excited for. You know, you mentioned the prom event, which that's an awesome event to put together for, you know, the folks, for especially just a celebratory event. What better to celebrate than a prom, right? And of course, we're going to make sure to link all the events to our website as well to make sure that you follow us. And of course, as we keep you up to date on the radio as well as online, Remember, you can check in on any of our websites, KGRT.com, theclassicrockstation.com, hot103.fm, and 104.5FM, coolfm.com. You'll be able to get that information as well. And, of course, every Monday, we'll be checking in with our friend Bill to get up to date with the latest that's happening. That's just a sneak peek, by the way, of the stuff to look forward to. So I'm sure you're going to be mighty busy over the next, how many days are there in May? 31?
Ooh, 31 days.
So we will be counting down for you for those 31 days. But also, it is a great opportunity. One of the things is, with all these activities, the temperatures are getting nice outside.
They are.
It's nice outside. It's beautiful. I mean, you've been talking about the evening hikes. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, perfect opportunity to go out there. For those especially that want to be able to, you know, get out and, you know, to meet new people, this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
A majority of these hikes and events are occurring, you know, at 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And the evening hikes are around 6 and 7 o'clock.
That's right. So make sure you guys stay connected. And, of course, we look forward to your visit every Monday in the month of May. And, of course, we wish you the best. And we look forward to checking in with you next week with the latest that's going to be coming up. And we're excited. And we thank you so much for bringing us this information. And, of course, letting the community know about the great things that are happening as we celebrate this monumentous occasion. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Yeah, monumentous occasion. Yeah, it's monumentous. All right, 10 years worth. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. Remember, you can stay connected on our social medias as well as on our websites. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Joey Hernandez from Mesilla Valley Better Together. Connecting listeners, local businesses, and a community, the Mesilla Valley is better together.